done, guess what?
It's done.
Amen. Your title today is this: when you're sick of being stuck. When you're sick of being stuck. We all started 2023 off with some resolutions, didn't we? Somehow that we wanted to change our lives from what we did in 2022. There was a magazine article written that studied 45 million people, and it found this. The vast majority of us, everybody say that with me, the vast majority of us quit. How many of y'all quit? Our resolutions by the second Friday in January. We don't even make it out of the first month of the resolutions that we try to get out of on the first part of the year, on the new year. That's crazy, ain't it? Over 2 weeks, they gave up. Yeah. 2 weeks into January, what is it? What do you think it's called? Quitter's Day. Quitter's Day, because all the resolution makers, most of them have quit by that day. We all started with great intentions, didn't we? Well, we all started with great intentions to make it through the end of the year. Amen? Well, guess what? We still weigh more than we'd like to weigh. We still spend more money than we make. And we still want to read daily. We want to read the Bible daily, but we don't. Amen? That was some resolutions that I guarantee you somebody in here made the first part of this year, and we're already gone. Maybe by that second week in January. Amen? We want to talk to you today for all those who want to change. To talk to about that you hope to change. You tried to change. Amen? Not sure. We're not sure, though, are we? We're not sure if change is possible. Sometimes we think in our own lives, change is totally impossible, don't we? So your message today is this. When you're sick of being stuck, when you feel like you're stuck in those resolutions and can't make no changes, here's what we need to do. If you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling exhausted, if you're feeling embarrassed, if you're feeling ashamed, how many of y'all felt that? Amen? Guess what? You're not alone. Amen? I'm glad we're not alone when we feel like that. The Apostle Paul felt it over half of the New Testament. He felt like that. In Romans 7, part of verses 15, 19, and 24 of the NLT version, it says this: I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right. How many of y'all want to do what's right? Amen? But I don't do it. I don't want to do what is wrong. Amen? We all feel like that, don't we? But I do it anyway. How many of y'all do it anyway? You know it's wrong. Oh, what a miserable person I am. How many of y'all feel like Paul today? Amen? How many of y'all feel like miserable people today? Don't get me wrong. We set goals, don't we? We make vows. We bought workout clothes, didn't we? To lose weight. We put everything on a daily planner. How many of y'all still use daily planners? Amen? We even make a vision board. That's something bigger than a daily planner, ain't it? A big old board showing what your visions are. We all start out with the right intentions, don't we? But we got the wrong strategy to complete them. We try, and try again, don't we? But we're all trying the wrong way. Real change isn't a behavior modification. Real change is spiritual modification or transformation. I read them wrong, didn't I? Say that again. Real change isn't behavior modification. Real change is spiritual transformation. Romans 7, 24 and 25 says this: Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God. The answer is in who? Jesus Christ. Our Lord. Amen. I'm glad I got somebody that can free me from my sin. Because I'm going to tell you, if we didn't have anybody, we would still be living in sin today. Amen. Because not one of us is perfect. Not one of us can live a life without sin outside of the relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not a behavior modification. It's a spiritual transformation. We got to show Christians, when we try the wrong way, we got to be willing and not too prideful to say, oops, how many of y'all know that our my way is the only way? Yours isn't good. That's the way we all feel, ain't it? We all feel like we're the only way. And 99% of the time, guess what? My way is wrong. Amen? 99% of the time, your way is wrong. Amen? But we're too prideful humans to admit that, aren't we? I don't know about you. I don't like being wrong. I don't like telling nobody I'm wrong. How about you? But guess what? We got to think. Right now, we're thinking me. Me, 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 me. And then thinking God. But it should be the other way around. It should be God, then me. Amen? As our little motto for this year was what? Less of me in 2023. That ties right into that, don't it? God is first, then me. God is the one who draws me. God is the one who saved me. Then God says, good luck on you now. Once he saves you, he turns us loose, don't he? He turns us loose. He don't just give up on us, though, does he? Because he's there with us every day. We got to be willing to recognize that, though. Because a lot of times when we get that God first, we're like, oh, okay, I can still do. No, that's still putting you before God. Amen. We believe in our human side. We believe it's going to be up to me. It's going to be up to me, nobody else. I'm trying to stop losing my temper. I'm trying to stop cussing. I'm trying to get close to God. I'm trying to spend 4 hours scrolling through Instagram. We get sidetracked, don't we? We get sidetracked. But that's a lot of us before God, putting God first. God saved you, just like God saved me. So guess what? Because God saved us, it's not going to be up to us. It's not going to be up to me. It's going to be up to God. Again, it's God then me, not God not me. Amen? The first one is this. The God then me mindset is all about my effort. God not me mindset shifts out all that responsibility from me to our wonderful, loving Savior and God. Sometimes we feel like, you don't like your job? Quit your job. God will provide. God's going to provide. That's the way we feel, ain't it, sometimes. Sometimes we want to get closer to God, but we don't read His Word. How do you expect to get closer to God if we're not reading His Word? If we're not in the Word, trust me, we're not going to have a relationship close enough. We're not going to walk Christ-like, because you know why? We don't have a clue what Christ-like is, because we're not in the Word. We're not immersed in it every day. Kind of like I talked about Wednesday night, about how often we should read the Bible and when we should read it. But we don't read that Word, do we? You want to get closer to God, but guess what? You ain't been to church since COVID. Guess what? You ain't going to get closer to God if you don't come to church. If you don't come to God's house, hang out with our brothers and sisters and God Himself, you're not going to get closer, are you? Guess what? Some of us are living in debt. Guess what? God is not going to help us win the lottery. As much as a lot of us would like to, that is not a God thing. Amen? The lottery is a world thing. So God's not going to help you win the lottery. So again, we got that God then me mindset. God not me. And then the third one is this. God through me. God through me. 1 Corinthians 15 says this. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by grace, by what? Grace. But by grace, unmerited, unfavored grace, I am what I am. And His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was within me. Amen. That's God through me. He was preached, or he was beaten, wasn't he? He was beaten. He was persecuted. He had sleepless nights. Amen. But God changed him. God changed him by affecting him, by saving him. How many of y'all have been saved, but you haven't let him persecute you through the night? You haven't let him beat you through the night. Hey, guess what? A little bit of God persecution, a little bit of God beating is good for us. Amen? Just like our parents had to discipline when we were little, God has to discipline us as we get older in order for us to get closer to him and get more Christ-like. Amen? Real change isn't God then you. Real change isn't God not you. Real change is this. Real change is God through you. God through us. I like this line here. I think we got a picture of it. It says, the grace that saves you is also the grace that changes you. The grace that changes or saves you is also the grace that changes us. How many of y'all are glad for that grace? How many of y'all are glad for the mercy that God gave us by giving us that grace? Because he didn't have to, did he? God didn't have to do that. It's not a behavior modification. Again, it's a spiritual transformation. If real change is God through us, what's that look like? What's it look like? For change to be a spiritual transportation, it has to be spiritual, don't it? We have to have a spiritual element to it. Your spiritual why is God's purpose for us. And our spiritual how is God's power through us. Why does God love us? Why does he love us? It honors God when we love people. Amen. There's a better way than having money all the time. Guess what? Because all that money belongs to God, don't it? We got to be good stewards. We got to be generous with it. Because again, it all belongs to God anyway. If we want to get in better shape, if we want to look good, if we want to look good, like sort of like we did in high school, I know most of us will never get back to that. But guess what? We got a body that is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we're going to get there. If we want physical transformation on our body, we got to work out, don't we? I know most of us don't like working out, but guess what? Fat rolls are going to continue if we don't hit weights, if we don't change our eating habits. Amen? That's the only way we're going to look good and be in better shape. So your spiritual why is this. Zechariah 4:6 says, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. Amen. Nothing we can do by might or power, but only by the Spirit of God. That's the only way that we can truly have a spiritual change and how we can do it. We can transform our health. We can transform our diet. We can transform our mindset. We are used to eating everything, aren't we? And anything we wanted. Like pancakes, donuts, cinnamon rolls, pizza, burger, chili fries, cookies, brownies, cake, ice cream, sweet tea, Mountain Dew, Dr. Pepper, squirt cherry. Y'all remember the squirts? Little squirt pops. We ate and drink everything, don't we? And expect our bodies to change. Amen. Our kids chant to us, hey, we're going to the store. It's buy a bunch of donuts, buy a bunch of candy. Or as Easton says, no nuts. He still calls them no nuts. But that's what we get into, don't we? When dad's day off, go to the store, buy crazy stuff. Mom's the kids thinking they buy them good stuff. Well, guess what? In our house, it's the same. Carol buys the bad stuff. It's just the opposite. But we're not going to get out of our problems if we continue doing everything that we did before. Anything and everything. Same thing goes with our walk with God. If we continue doing the same thing we did before we got saved, before His mercy and grace found us, guess what? We're still going to be acting the same. We're still going to be walking the same, aren't we? We're not truly going to be saved, are we? Because we're still acting like the world. We're nowhere near Christ-like. We think we weren't fat, were we? We got a full face. Or as guys say now, what we got? A dad bod. That shows you a transformation, don't it? Transformation from skinny, firm, six-pack abs to what? Little lumpy, little fluffy, little refrigerator, little dad bod. We can't get rid of our dad bod until we correct it, can we? Until we correct the issue that got our dad bod there in the first place. Amen? We can't show our transformation because the dad bod, we can't wear no shirt at the beach. We can't go no shirt at the beach because dad bod be hanging over the edge of the swimming trunks. Some people don't like to see dad bod out in public, do they? But the only way we're going to change it is why? Is what? Why do we want to change? Amen? Why do we want to change? But the only way we're going to change is this. The only way to change dad bod is watch what you eat. Watch what you drink. Watch what you put in your physical body. And the same thing goes for our spiritual transformation. I'll get that word out. The only way we can change what inside our soul is by consuming more of God, more Bible, and change what we put in our brain and our soul. That's the only way we can change and get more Christ-like each and every day. How many of y'all went to the doctor and got told you had something like high cholesterol? Multiple times. How many of y'all changed what you were doing to lower that cholesterol? How many of y'all took the pills that you were given to lower the cholesterol? About half of you here raise your hands. Well, guess what? When you go back to the doctor next time, what's still going to be high? That cholesterol. Because what did you do? You didn't change. You didn't make a change, did you? If you want to serve God years from now, we got to make a change. We got to change our spirit. Amen? If we want to serve God, bench pressing is not our goal. If we want to serve God, bench pressing is not a good. It looks good at the beach when you bench press, don't it? And you honor God with our bodies, amen? Because He is a temple for the Holy Spirit, and we serve Him. But guess what? To serving is not bench pressing. We got a spiritual body. Or we got to study the body more to change our spiritual body. To change it, instead of using vitamins, water, sleep, and fitness for recovery, we got to get in the Word each and every day. Sometimes multiple times a day. Hey, guess what? When you're out there by yourself and you get tempted and you don't have the Word on you, guess what you got? You got a phone. You can call somebody. You can call one of us. Hey, I got an issue. I'm struggling right now. That's the only way we're going to change, ain't it? That's the only way we're going to get more spiritual and Christ-like is by admitting what we're doing wrong and changing it. Sorry. How does your spiritual wild apply to each one of us? Something might be that you're overcoming an addiction. You're getting older. We need to pray for our spouses. That's different spiritual wise for each one of us. Amen. If you're addicted, guess what? When God takes over, your spiritual why is you're not a slave to it anymore. When you give it up, guess what? You're what? Free. Your addiction is free. Amen. And this other statement I got here says, and it talks about how disciplined you are. I am disciplined. Christ in me is stronger than the wrong desires in me. When Christ truly lives in us, when we're in His Word every day, and we have Christ in us, each one of us stronger than what our desires are, what our temptations are. Amen? If we're tempted to eat, guess what? Christ's power is in you. It wasn't just willpower. Amen? It was God's power. When you're tempted to look something as you should, you got God's power. You got Jesus' power. When you're tempted to yell at your kids or beat your kids, sometimes they might need it. But when you're tempted to go a little bit overboard, you got God's power. You got the God's fruit of the Spirit of love. Amen? Real change isn't God's in you. Real change isn't God not you. Real change is God through you. Amen? This isn't a change of behavior. It is a change of heart. If you change your behavior but don't change our heart, guess what? That behavior will come back. If we don't change it, just like a sin in our lives, if we don't change it, that sin is going to come back. So are you sick of being stuck? Why don't you try to change? Why don't you make a change today? Amen. Are you working too much? Are you procrastinating? Do you skip church? Do you watch porn online? Do you hold a grudge? Are you wasting your life on things that don't last? Are you wasting it on worldly things? We got lots of reasons, don't we, that we waste our time on, that we stay away from God on. The root of the problem is probably always spiritual in those situations. You're trying to meet a need or relieve a hurt with something besides God's grace in us. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says this. God said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in the weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of God, or of Christ, can work through me." Guess what? When we mess up, grace saves us. Amen. When we mess up, grace changes us. When we mess up, grace forgives us. And when we mess up, grace strengthens us. Nothing else but that grace, that marvelous grace. Amen. It's not a behavior modification. I still ain't got that word right that whole time. It's not a behavior modification. It's a spiritual transformation. Jesus didn't come to make us better, did He? Jesus came to save us. He came to rescue us. He came to change us. And He came to make us free. Amen. As they come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for Your message today, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for allowing me to speak Your words, Lord. Lord, I ask that You apply Your messages, Lord, on each one of our hearts, Lord. Lord, for the blessing in the message, Lord. I'm glad it was Your words spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, I ask You to put somebody in front of us this week, Lord. Lord, that we can tell about Your amazing grace, Lord. Lord, the fact that You didn't send Jesus here to make us better, Lord, but to rescue us, to save us, to change us and to free us, Lord. Lord, that's the most important message we can tell somebody about while we're here on earth, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for each and everything You did. I ask You to be with us till the next service. In Your name I pray. Amen.